and all that were in Asia kicked him out. They didn't like that kind of preaching. I'm surprised they haven't kicked me out yet. But they kicked him out. They didn't want that. They said his bodily presence is weak and his speech is contemptible. Always talking about coming down. Always coming down. Always talking about suffering with Christ and being crucified with Christ. Goodness, we don't have to hear that. People have said that to me right here. They go to Jack Cole. They come back here. See, you don't have to be such a carp as Mr. Walpole. You don't have to take it so. Why, no, these people got healed. An old scalawag came to me and said, I got healed. I can prove it to you. He had a growth in his nose, and that was taken away when he was prayed for. And he still committed adultery and still beat his wife and went to hell that way. Pentecostal people, they call themselves Jews, and they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. You're either taught by the living God, and you enter into the truth of God, and the truth enters into your bones and your soul and spirit, or you're taught by the spirit of the world and the spirit out of the bottomless pit. The devil can transform himself into an angel of light, and doesn't he do that? Did you see that Hollywood performance in California of a Pentecostal evangelist whose wife dressed like a witch and flew over the audience on a broomstick? Pentecost. The synagogue of Satan. I was wondering at the Lord, when I say something strong, people say, oh, he's too harsh. And here the Lord says, they're liars. They're the synagogue of Satan. They call themselves a theological seminary. That's what they are. And you have tried them and you know they're liars. But you kept the word of my patience. You've got a little strength. Where do you get it from? Well, Bible tells us, I bow my knees